Welcome to the Run For Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Adem, a 40-something-year-old runner who absolutely used to hate running, but now I love it. Hence, hey, it's a podcast. This episode is all about how I got into running. That was through Catch the 5K. So if you're just starting Catch the 5K or thinking about getting into running, have a listen and hopefully I can give you a little bit of guidance. As always, if you want more info, you can visit the website at runforyourlife.uk. Cheers. Oh, quick note. This episode was recorded whilst I was actually out on a run. So you'll hear nature, birds, cars, and also me panting along. That's your warning done.
When I was at school, I hated running. Athletics, horrible. I guess being made to run around a field with no apparent aim or purpose kind of felt a bit pointless. And then when you're a chubby kid, it's not too much fun. So fast forward to the age of 37 I was, and I found out about Couch 5K, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. I think most people know or have heard about Couch 5K. I think NHS are recommending it, doctors are recommending it, and I'm recommending it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. As you can guess, the main idea is that it gets you up from your couch, and by the end of the course, you'll be able to run 5 kilometres. So just over 3 miles, non-stop, and hopefully get a little bit fit, lose a bit of weight, and get into running. And basically, that's what happened to me. So for me, I didn't actually go out looking to do a Catch 5K, but I just had my 37th birthday. I was the heaviest I'd been. I had a new child, probably about 3 months. And you know what? I wasn't feeling good about myself, and it hurt when I had to bend over and pick up this little girl who is only going to get bigger and more boisterous as we go along. So this was around beginning of January, and luckily at work they were advertising it, hey, a free Couch 5K. And even then, you know what, I wasn't really tempted, but a friend was going along. Hi Ellie, cheers. And she said, you know, I've signed up, come along. So you know what, I did. So there I was, 37, and basically for the past 30 years I kind of avoided doing most physical exercise. I would just say I'll be all right if it was chasing a ball, a rugby ball or a football most of the time, then that was okay. But running, man, that sounds so boring. It's a solo sport. You don't make any friends. Everyone's just racing against each other. What if I'm not the fastest? What if I'm the slowest? You know, what am I going to look like in Lycra? I'm bouncing around. I still bounce around. But actually, who cares? And I don't think anyone really does care. I mean, that's what I've learned about running. Everyone's so friendly. So I'm glad I started that Catch 5K. Just around the countryside and just check it out. Not too bad of you, really, to be bobbing around in. Where was I? Oh yeah, Catch 5K. Generally, it's about a 9-week course. And basically by that 10th week, you'll be able to run for 30 minutes non-stop or run 5 kilometres. Week one is usually about a minute of running, and then you stop and you have 90 seconds of walking, And then after that 90 seconds, you pick it back up, you've got your breath back, and you go for another minute. And you keep doing that for about 20 minutes. And that's the end of the session. Now, it sounds pretty easy, but hey, when was the last time you ran for a minute when it wasn't chasing for a bus or something like that? Probably not even for a minute for that. But week one, that's your first session. And it keeps going up each week, 2 minutes running, 1 minute walking, maybe 3 minutes running, and then 5 minutes walking. Whatever that kind of allows you to progress without getting knackered, without kind of losing the will, without getting scared, and also giving your body enough time to actually recuperate and to grow and to progress. So that keeps going until maybe week seven, when you start doing kind of longer runs. So maybe it'll be a 20 minute run. And then I think one of the final sessions is, yeah, do a 28 minute run. And before and after, you'll have a little warm up and a warm down. And basically, that is Caps 5K. So 10 weeks later, you're gonna have a good 5K run. And in my instance, that was doing the local park run, which are free 5K runs located, hey, quite a lot of places around the UK. And yet again, you get to meet more runners. And guess what? They're cheering you on. They're giving you encouragement. There's helpers and volunteers there. They're saying, keep going, you can do it. And you know what, you can. If you've done it, you can get to that 5K. And if you want to, you end up running further. And you like it. And you keep going and going until you do a 10K. Maybe do a 10 mile. Then you go, I never thought I'd do a half. But guess what? You want to do it. So that's a half marathon, 13 miles. 21 kilometers, and I've done them, which is great. And I never thought that'd be possible. I didn't think I'd enjoy it. I thought it'd kill me. And yeah, I've now signed up for a full marathon. So for me personally, I quite enjoyed progressing upwards from 5K. But the fact is, you don't have to. Like 5K is more than I was ever doing. When I sat at my desk, eating my lunch, instead I found myself going out for lunch breaks, doing these runs, popping out in the evening, and having fun. But it could have stopped at 5K, and you know what? That would have been great. But personally, I kind of thought, hey, let's do a bit of a challenge. I'm not getting any younger, let's keep it going. I did my half marathon, exactly 1 year after doing that first park run. So that seemed quite a nice thing to do. And when I finished the finish line, that's what you do at the finish line, I said, well, I'm never doing that again, or well, I'll never be able to do a marathon. But I changed my mind, and next April, which will be 2 years after doing that first park run, 2 years after graduating from Caps 5K, I'm going to be running the Brighton Marathon. So 26.2 miles, 42 kilometers, and I'm hoping to have a little bit of fun. And the nice thing about that is I'm also going to be running with Ellie. Hey Ellie, who was the person who kind of egged me on to go and do that first Caps 5K session. And sign up for it. So cheers. But as I said, that was through work, Catch 5K, and I was lucky they were doing it at lunch times. I was able to fit it in, and it made it really easy. But yeah, I said it's three sessions a week. I had a few injuries, so basically I didn't do that many. I did 2 a week. On a good week, I do 3. But it's all about knowing what your body's like and what it can handle. And at the time, I had 2 dodgy knees. Now, I only 1 dodgy knee, but it's manageable. So that's all fine. There's loads of apps out there. And the good thing is, you take your phone with you on your run, pop your earphones in, and they tell you. They say, all right, run for a minute, walk for a minute, or whatever the instructions are. A bit boring if you do keep doing that. Quick shout out for the sights here. It's quite nice. I say quite nice, really nice. And lots of fishermen. It sometimes can be a bit daunting turning up for a first session or going out for your first run. But just get out the door and do it. I think I had, bearing in mind it was end of January, I had some Reebok classes on, some jogging bottoms, a t-shirt, a hoodie, bobble hat, and no doubt some gloves. And I look back to that and I think, man, that's crazy. You're wearing too much stuff. But you know what? It was fine for the time, because I was a slow runner. And hey, I was only doing little minute runs here or there. But as you get on, you can buy some nicer trainers, get some nicer clothes. But honestly, don't worry at first. Just get out there and do a few sessions. That's my Capture 5K getting started journey video. And just to recap, 1, nothing to be scared of. 2, the hardest one is that first session, but you're going to meet so many nice people. 3, don't worry about what you're wearing, because it's pretty easy going that first session. The hardest bit is just getting there. And probably 4, hey, 10 weeks time, you're going to be a bit lighter, probably. You're going to be able to run 5K, which is pretty awesome. And then probably the final one is, number 5, don't feel pressure to be too quick or look at what other people are doing. Hey, they're doing marathons, they're doing ultras. We're doing a 5K. And that's much better than people sitting at home watching telly or eating a takeaway or sitting at a desk working, having a flimsy sandwich because they're bored and they're not having an awesome run. So yeah, run for you. Think about what you want to achieve. I wanted to lose weight, but most importantly, I wanted to be there for my daughter when she's growing up, and not be this kind of fat slob who can't play with her and can't chuck her around in the air. I'm not exactly skinny, far from it, but I know I can run and I have fun doing it. So if you're thinking about doing Catch 5K, don't think any longer. Download an app, find a class, do a beginners to runners kind of club, and meet lots of great people. It's going to change your life, honestly.